So this one Wednesday is like a normal day for the whole school. But today was different. Every other class had all their kids. But Mrs. Gandhi's room was totally empty. And do you know why? Because the night before, at 2:17 in the morning, every kid woke up, got out of bed, walked downstairs, and into the dark. And they never came back.
Ooh, that is the trailer to the new movie Weapons, just out in theaters. And the reaction I have seen about this movie, a horror film, sort of a mysterious horror movie, has been through the roof positive. So we wanted to bring in our Gen Z movie critic for the Charlie Oaks Cinematic Experience. Charlie is with us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. You just saw this, right, Charlie?
I did. I actually just got chills from you playing that clip. I saw it last night, and I can confirm the positive reviews. It was outstanding.
Give me a little summary of what this movie is, because you get a sense from the trailer just how mysterious and creepy and but tell us what the movie's about.
Yeah, I mean, that kind of summed it up a little bit. It's these kids from this classroom go missing, all besides one. And the story kind of unfolds as to why only one kid didn't go missing and what happened to the others. And it kind of shows you through different perspectives on kind of what's going on in the town and how the characters interact. I thought it was really well done, very creative, completely original. It's up there with Sinners for best movie of the year for me.
Really? That good?
Yep.
Favorite actors or favorite performances in this one?
I'd probably say Josh Brolin or Julia Garner, really. I mean, everyone was really good. The supporting cast was great. I thought it was very well casted. I was just reading an article that Pedro Pascal was supposed to be in this, but had to drop out due to scheduling conflicts. So we would have had our fourth Pedro Pascal movie in a month. But no, regardless, I think it was very well casted. And I was really looking forward to this one. It was great to see opening night and to hear some of those crowd reactions.
Charlie Oaks is with us, and this movie just opened, right? So people can find that everywhere. Looks like Rotten Tomatoes 96% score. So that is like people are loving it. Who would not like this movie? This is a rated R. Who would you not recommend it to?
Well, I wouldn't recommend it to children. We had a couple like 5-year-olds in our theater last night.
Oh, really?
And yeah, I was kind of shocked by that. So yeah, don't bring your kids to this one. But if you don't like, I guess, horror movies in general, you know, this one definitely had a really good comedic element to it. So there was sort of that comedic relief where you don't have to watch the movie through your hand the whole time, you know, kind of anticipating a jump scare. It wasn't like cheesy, you know, jump scares just screaming in your face and, you know, a movie you can kind of barely look at. It was more of a well thought out story with, you know, a good mix of genre, certainly more comedic than I expected. So I honestly say if you're on the verge and you don't know if you might like it, just go for it.
All right. Very
it's
good.
A fun time.
Charlie Oaks, just saw Weapons, recommending that. This has been a busy month for movies. I saw Superman early this month. I like Superman. I know it's been sort of mixed reviews, but I thought it was pretty good.
I loved it.
Yeah.
I thought it was awesome. It was fun, colorful. It was good action. I mean, once it kind of took off, you know, it was nonstop, just nonstop entertainment. It's like, what more could you ask for a superhero movie?
Right. What else have you seen this month?
Well, I saw Fantastic Four. That was great.
Pick a side. Would you pick Superman or Fantastic Four?
You know, well, it's funny you ask that because I'm totally in favor of Marvel just in general over DC, but I do think that this Superman movie this year won me over. I think it was just so well done. And it's funny because actually the director, that James Gunn, is He directed the Guardians of the Galaxies, so those are Marvel. So you're definitely seeing some of his, what he can bring to the table with the Superman movie. So yeah, I'd pick that one. That's probably my number two of the year, behind Sinners. Weapons number three.
And Jurassic World was out this month as well. So quite a month. Do you get a sense that this is, I don't know, that I guess I don't know if movies are ever going to be like fully what they were, but with the advent of streaming and everything, but it does seem like this has been a bit of a blockbuster month.
Yeah. And I think that's great momentum for the theaters. And I think we need that. And this is July. July is always a big month. We had Barbie and Oppenheimer, that, 2 or 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And next year we get a new Spider-Man movie and Christopher Nolan's The Odyssey, both starring Tom Holland, all in the span of a week. So that, next year, July is going to be great. Next year in general for movies is going to be great. But I think, it's a good thing for the theaters. And I hope that, we can keep them alive.
One of our commenters on YouTube is asking about the new Naked Gun. So that movie also, did that just come out last week? I think the new Naked Gun. I've heard pretty good about
it. It came out last week.
Have you seen that one?
I have not seen that one. I have heard it is hilarious. I've heard it's one of the best comedies in years. I really should get around to that this weekend. I've heard Liam Neeson is just amazing in it. So, again, that's another one I've only heard positive things on. It's a lot more funny, I think, than people expected. So that's on the list.
Yeah, it is interesting to me where you say, we haven't really had comedies on the big screen over the last couple of years. It's all been like horror or drama or like love stories. So it'll be interesting if people go back to see just a good old school comedy. Comedy has never been bigger. It's like half of my TikTok is comedians. So you feel like people want to laugh, but do people like this kind of storytelling, this kind of comedy? I don't know.
Yeah, and that's another thing. It's like that's a good example of, you just got to go in kind of knowing what you're going to get. It's not, it's not going to be some outstanding cinematic masterpiece,
right,
but if
right.
you go in ready to have a fun time and catch a laugh or two, I think it'll be a blast for you. And I think that this movie hopefully will set a nice trend for more comedies to start releasing more often.
I think a lot of people had some trepidation over this movie because it's been so long since the original, right? And obviously a lot has happened with one particular cast member who's no longer with us and what happened in his life. But I think they even make a nod to that in the movie. But it's like, can you really go back and capture that essence? And the Liam Neeson casting seemed, I don't think of him in comedy. I know he did some funny roles like in the Lego movie and stuff like that, but he just doesn't seem okay. He's going to be super funny. But then they thought the same thing about Leslie Nielsen when he started those originals.
Same deal.
So, yeah. I mean, I think there's some trepidation, but I'm with you, Charlie. Everything I've heard about it says it's great.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree about the Liam Neeson casting thing, but it's also like, think about their thought process there. They probably just said, hey, let's just go with Liam Neeson. And I think people are going to love it. I think for them, that was honestly a bold casting move. And I almost wonder if it's like the closer they got to wrapping up filming, they were like, yeah, this will totally work. Like, this, we did a good job, and he's the right guy.
Textures are stepping up on Naked Gun. Jason, it's hilarious. There's a body cam part where Frank eats a Mexican lunch and it goes right through him. That's pretty good. Another texter says they definitely address. We're talking about O.J. Simpson, right? The cast member. Are we not allowed to say O.J.'s name? How PC has this show gotten? It's fine. So they address the juice in the movie. So pretty good. Charlie Oakes is with us. We're talking about the blockbusters of July and the start of August. We're getting kind of to that time of year where the studios start cramming out, get it out there, get these movies out there. What are you as we look towards the next couple months, what are you excited about? What are you anticipating?
I am looking forward to Caught Stealing, the new Austin Butler and Zoe Kravitz movie directed by Darren Aronofsky. He directed Black Swan, and actually Black Swan is being re-released in IMAX for the first time into theaters, I think kind of in anticipation around Darren Aronofsky's latest feature, which is Caught Stealing. So, I'm really excited for that one. It was filmed in New York during the same time as Marty Supreme, which is Timothy Chalamet's new movie coming out Christmas. So I saw a couple behind-the-scenes photos of a little bit of overlap, which I thought was cool. But yeah, that's probably a big one for August. And also, Jaws is being, the original Jaws is being re-released in IMAX last week of August. So I'll be seeing that.
The original Jaws in IMAX. That's pretty cool.
Yep.
And that's, does that line up? It's the 50th anniversary of Jaws, right? So that's why they're doing that?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Oh, pretty fun. Do you remember? I mean, it's always interesting to watch these older movies where you think, all right, like the special effects, obviously, it's from, you know, 50 years ago. Jaws on the big screen still sort of creep you out the way the original Jaws.
And the ultra big screen, if you're going IMAX, that's the part that I'm curious about is, you know, how do you, I know there's a process by which you can take a movie not shot in IMAX and upgrade it like that, but I wonder how it holds up, you know?
I know. I'm very curious to see it, but it's also like I'm excited to see the practical effects on the big screen. It's just, you know, my motto is if it's in IMAX, see it in IMAX. That's the way it's intended. That's right. How you get the full immersive experience. And, you know, with that, Weapons, see it this weekend. Always, you know, see these horror thriller ones when the crowd is packed. It's better to do that than go alone because then it's really scary. So it's good to at least have some people around you. But yeah, see it this weekend in IMAX.
Jaws and Caught Stealing, both a couple ones to put on your calendar. But two thumbs way up for the movie you saw last night, Weapons. So check that out if you love a good kind of horror mystery movie. Charlie Oakes, really glad to have you on. Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Thanks for the chat, guys.
All right. Charlie Oakes and the Charlie Oakes Cinematic Experience. We're going to break. Today is National Pickleball Day. Can you please explain the obsession to me? And we'll talk about what Dan is wrong about when it comes to the highway and an accident. Dan is wrong. It happens rarely, but we'll talk about it next.